Drop it.
Here we go. This is Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show. Friday morning.
I got something to say.
And what do we got going here, Connor? What's this?
It's right there.
Right there?
Yeah, it's the intro track on the album.
Uh-huh. Well, it's kind of cool. So this is, I'm asking Connor to play some productions. He's a music producer, as well as a music performer, I guess. We haven't gotten any of his performances yet, but we've gotten some productions.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm playing on these two.
Oh, you are?
Yeah,
okay.
The synths and the keyboards and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's me playing on
them. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we still got CJ on the line?
Yes, we do.
CJ. So, you know, you're making broad statements, particularly knowledgeable sounding statements about China and about the situation in Taiwan. And so I thought we might just dig into the details and facts a little bit about China, because China's complicated. It's a complex issue. You've simplified it in your mind, it sounds like, down to a very clear proposition that America ought to be all in on Taiwan. And I'm interested in the level of knowledge you've pursued in terms of developing independent knowledge about that. For instance, do you understand that we signed a treaty with the People's Republic of China in 1979 that was
the all-one policy?
Oh yeah, well it was more
China
than
one policy.
It was more than that. This isn't going to be a true false or a single answer test. I just want to get into a discussion with you about it. We entered into a treaty with them that was the realization of the agreements we had reached in 1973-74 when Nixon and Kissinger opened up relationships with China. And do you understand that at the time of the 1973-74 opening up of the relationship, the United States had at that point not decided what the status of the Communist Party was in terms of its control of China, and was at least pretending that the Kuomintang, the party that had under Chiang Kai-shek, which had evacuated China and had moved to Formosa, that they were, and they as a government were asserting that they were the legitimate government of China. And we, up until 1979, had left open the question of whether Kuomintang, the government, what was the government of China, or the People's Republic was the government of China. And you understand that in 1979 we signed a treaty in which we said that the People's Republic of China was the legitimate government of all of China, which included Formosa, which is where the Kuomintang government was headquartered. Do you understand all that?
No, not exactly.
Okay,
but
all right.
I,
well,
I
that that those were the facts.
Done.
Those
Sandy,
those
let's
were.
Talk
the,
about what?
No, 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 no. Let's
done.
No. Let's talk about.
Of course, you don't want to.
No, no. I'm
this
not.
Do you care if he's the big guy, Sandy?
Well, wait, CJ, if you can't stay on track so we can talk about an issue.
I am on track.
No, you're not. Of course you're not on track. You're not on track. You want to talk about an alleged corruption of the Biden family,
yeah,
and I'm
exactly
trying to talk about United States foreign policy and whether or not our foreign policy ought to include not only the armament of Taiwan, but the commitment of U.S. resources and potentially troops and national treasure to the defense of Taiwan. Aren't those two entirely different issues?
Not at this point with this
okay.
president.
All right. Well, that's because.
So,
that's
the
because,
mere fact.
Well, CJ, I'm not going to give you a platform to talk about anything you want to talk about.
Of course you won't.
Well, of course not.
Well, I'm talking about this president.
No. I'm not talking about. I'm not. I'm talking.
You're not.
No, I'm trying to dissect.
Me.
Look, I am not in. I'm not in line with. Stop it, CJ. Just a minute. We need to have a conversation. I'm not in line with this administration's policy about Ukraine, and I'm not sure what this government's policy is about China right now. You seem to have a very certain idea in your mind of what that policy ought to be. You suggested that Nancy Pelosi was representing the correct policy of the United States by going to Taiwan and essentially provoking a reaction on the part of China with respect to the visit to Taiwan of the number three person in power in the United States. She's the third in succession to the line to the presidency, and so would be viewed by the world as a very important visitor to a place. That's what I'm talking about. You want to talk about...
I'm talking about the weakness of this president from Afghanistan, where we lost 13 soldiers, and now we got Yemen in Afghanistan, turning over strategic air bases, Bagram, to China. This guy is the big guy.
Okay.
And he's... don't even care. You don't.
What does the big guy mean?
I don't know what that means. He got $10 million. $10 million.
CJ,
is bought
CJ,
bribed by China.
CJ, let
I'd
me
like
wait, wait. CJ, wait. I'm eager to let you call into the show, and I'm eager to have conversations with you, but I think you have to understand that it needs to be a conversation, and it needs to be the kind of a conversation that the American public needs to start engaging in, which is to stay on a subject, to try and dissect the facts, to try and understand the facts, and then, after we go through the whole process of facts, we can then ask the questions why and what should we do? But if we don't have those kind of conversations, and if all we do is fall back to political conversations about who ought to be in office and who ought to get elected, we aren't going to get anywhere there. So, CJ, we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. But
Joe Biden is our president. The UK is the big guy. I know you're not.
No,
that's the issue, Sandy. Is he the big guy? Agriculture. He is selling out our country in front of our eyes.
Wait a minute, CJ. Let's talk about the extent to which the president would be in a position to block the sale of farmland in Nebraska to a business person in China. And just what would the president's what would he need to enact? What action would he need to take to block the sale of let's say that your grandfather owned 20,000 acres of Nebraska farmland, and the family was no longer interested in farming and was looking to sell that acreage to the highest bidder, and so they put it up for basically auction. And lo and behold, the winning bid in that auction ends up being someone with a Chinese name who has decided that from China they're very interested in owning farmland in Nebraska.
Build a factory and give people lots of jobs.
So that's what's going to happen. And your family is going to be enriched substantially by the fact that this bid was a very successful bid and made the family very happy when they opened it. And so that's the situation we've got manyfold in terms of how farmland is being sold and bought in the United States. And you want to blame this on this president. Number one, it's been ongoing.
No, I'm not blaming it just on this president.
No, you are. That's look, here we are in a subject.
You raised
this subject. CJ, we'll talk to you next week,
you
CJ. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling
guy.
In.
The nebulous big guy.
So
it's like good guys with guns. It's like the same nebulous.
I guess. So, I hate to cut someone off like CJ. CJ's a regular caller, and it's a little frustrating because what I'm trying to talk about today is a discipline that I hope we could try to instill in ourselves to talk about things factually and then to talk about things based on the facts, to understand the question of why is something happening and what should be happening. And when you get into the what should be happening, now you can get into serious discussion about a disagreement about what should be happening based on the facts. But if all you do is get to what should be happening without even doing the rest of it, you end up talking like CJ, which is a problem in America today.
It's when there's a conversation that clearly is going to go down a rabbit hole where that requires, like, statements of evidence and a discussion of the validity of evidence, we revert back to arguable points.
Well, I think it has to do with what's...
And I'm not trying to condescend you, CJ. I'm saying we all do it. Like, no, when we are pressured.
Oh, no, I think we ought to figure out why we do it. And I think the reason why we do it is it's because it's what we've all kind of reverted to, which is to line up with what we want to think and how we want to believe. And so, you know, the question of whether Hunter Biden was involved in corrupt activities and whether that somehow channels up to the current president is an important issue, but it's a totally independent issue from what our foreign policy ought to be. And it might channel into the question of whether our foreign policy is being conducted in a manner which is compromised, but that isn't the way CJ was presenting it, number one. And number two, there is no factual connection. So I think we are now at a break again.
Going to a break in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Well,
20 seconds now.
Now, we can just talk this down. No, we'll be back after the break. And I think after the break, we'll try and focus in a bit on the Chinese policies.
Because the individual is the only thing there. Then you only really fight fair. Fair isn't gonna be there. Because the individual is the only thing there.